This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure. The old-fashioned, as its very name suggests, a classic evergreen piece in cocktail history. But there was a time when this classic beverage was in danger of falling into irrelevancy.
I mean, the old-fashioned almost got destroyed. I mean, by the end of the 20th century, very few people were ordering it. Certainly young people weren't ordering it. And very few bartenders knew how to make it.
Exactly.
Or make it well. And I think it's like one of the great success stories of the mixology movement.
That's Robert Simonson, author of forthcoming book, The Old-Fashioned, and the New York Times, Man in the Liquor-Soaked Trenches. According to him, the old-fashioned is the basis for many cocktails. It's got liquor, sugar, bitters, and ice.
Indeed, it's one of those classic templates. In fact, it's probably the classic template. It's all there. It was only natural that bartenders and mixologists were going to play around with it. Although I think the happier triumph is that they actually figured out how to make it correctly first, because sure, it had been made badly for so long.
But why were mixologists failing so furiously for so long? Well, in a word, prohibition. Muddled fruit used to be the main component of an old-fashioned, which Simonson equates with the opulent gaudiness of the 20th century. One theory is that the booze was so bad that the fruit was used to mask the taste. Another is that the fruit held such an exotic aura back then that bartenders wanted to showcase it in their drinks. And then there was the whole sugar thing to contend with.
I mean, the old-fashioned almost got destroyed. I mean, by the end of the 20th century, very few people were ordering it. Certainly young people weren't ordering it. And very few bartenders knew how to make it.
Exactly.
Or make it well. And I think it's like one of the great success stories of the mixology movement.
Not gonna lie, I'd steal a tiny adorable cocktail spoon if given the opportunity. Though, the newly evolved spoonless old-fashioneds work just fine, too. This is Allison Hamlin reporting for Heritage Radio Network, with a special thanks for Talia Ralph for the story.
The song used in this piece was Born Day by Tackstar.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.